This is The Hardline, the greatest show on earth.
Well, maybe just in St. Louis.
Out of all road, freak show, something to see.
Got them lined up
and waiting, taking bullets for me.
I'm a Mack truck.
I'm trucking down a one-way street.
You better move, yeah.
My tank's on E.
The Hardline with TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, John Hadley, Bob Ramsey, and who the hell else knows?
Welcome into The Hardline, 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS from 5-9thefan.com. I am former Missouri wide receiver TJ Moe, along with noted Rams fan Jonathan Edgar Hadley. Matt Rocchio will be on my team today as we defend your honor, St. Louis. Here's what I want to dive into. That is that the Rams and the city of Los Angeles seem to be infatuated with, well, what does St. Louis think about this? And it's become a national story. And your thoughts are welcome on this. We're going to give you our thoughts. And John, again, is a massive Rams fan still to this day. He walked in and said he's wearing a Rams windbreaker. Thank you, Rock. Today. So 855-282-8255. Your thoughts are welcome on this. But
one second. As I continue to try to engulf and digest today's world, do they still use the term windbreaker today? What do millennials call these? Are they windbreakers still, or
no,
have you come up with a new hip word for it?
We're lazy. We just call everything a jacket. Okay. So they would just probably call it a jacket, but I'm trying to, you know.
I'm with you. That's definitely a windbreaker.
We're on radio. We got to paint them a picture, John. If I had to say they're in a jacket, people driving, they have no idea what to visualize.
Right. They won't know how nerdy you look.
Not that
right
they
now
want to, but we're trying to help.
Well done. So, look, I right now, you can pull it up on Google, St. Louis Rams. Type that in Google. And the entire, go to the news section. And SB Nation 4 hours ago. In St. Louis, former fans aren't just rooting against the Rams. They're cheering for the Patriots. The Ringer 7 hours ago. It's not your fault, St. Louis fans. You don't deserve this. CBS Sports. This was Dennis Dodd. 2019 Super Bowl. With Rams in the big game, St. Louis is equal parts. Equal parts angst, apathy, and anger. Like everyone is writing about, well, what does St. Louis think about this? And we're talking, I mean, it's the USA Today, the Super Bowl stinks in St. Louis, still burdened by Rams dome debt. On and on and on. And it's like, we went through all of this a few years ago. We went through all of our emotions, and we've largely gotten through it. Now, don't get me wrong. If you are Matt Rocchio, you were born here, weren't you, Rock? Born and raised in St. Louis, and you were a diehard. Rock loves football. I know you guys, like, you hear him talk about the NBA, you hear him talk about soccer, and he's passionate about all that stuff. But Rock will sit down and break down a 3-4 defense with me. Rock loves football. All right? So if you're Matt Rocchio, you should be mad as hell at this Super Bowl. It is the Super Bowl from hell. Because you have one side, the New England Patriots, that Marshall Faulk says stole a Super Bowl from him. Freezing cold takes on Twitter came out, and they show every single year that the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, which is every single year. Marshall Faulk comes out and says something about, I still want to see those tapes. I still need to see Spygate. Where are those tapes? He says it every year. So, of course, I was on that side, too. I grew up in 1999. I was a 9-year-old. Hell yes. I wore number 28, all of you guys that ever watched me at Missouri, because of Marshall Faulk. And when Marshall Faulk says something, I listen. Until I saw him in the suite with Stan Kroenke the other day. But listen what I'm saying. St. Louis has gone through all of the emotions. We've had them. So everybody now trying to say, well, what's St. Louis think about this? Where the hell were you 4 years ago? 3 years ago? That we were begging for somebody to listen to what in the hell that not only, if you'd have been honest about it at the NFL, the Rams, about, hey, LA's a gigantic market. It's a number 2 market, and we haven't had a team here for a long time. The last team that was here left and went to St. Louis, and we got a guy who wants to privately fund a $5 billion stadium he's gonna take him back. So we're gonna do. We at least wouldn't say, you lied to our face. You cost us $15 million trying to put together a proposal that was never going to be good enough. And then you lit the city on fire on the way out. We wouldn't say those things. We'd say the NFL is pretty greedy and that sucks. That's what we'd say. But because of the way you did it, we sat here pissed. And half of the city hates the NFL. In fact, I did a video on this on YouTube, and all of the comments said, the NFL, what's that? Haven't watched one second of it since the NFL lit our city on fire.
That person's lying, but continue.
Maybe they're lying. But you've now abandoned three cities in the last 4 years. Oakland, who, granted, did absolutely nothing to keep their team. They've been playing in a baseball stadium forever. The only I believe this is true, Hadley, right? The only team still playing in a baseball stadium today?
I would say that's probably a fair assessment. I'd have to conjure through the memory banks. I'm clicking on that IBM computer, better known as my brain right now.
San Diego, even when the NFL offered to give them an extra $100 million to keep the Chargers, still couldn't get anything together. Remember, Dave Peacock pulled off a minor miracle just getting the stadium proposal together. They said, you basically got a year to do this. We can't go there in 2015, even though we want to. So, have at it. But we are year to year on the lease with the Edward Jones Dome now. We can leave at any point we want. Put something together. So, he pulls off this minor miracle, getting $400 million in public funding. The NFL, based on their stadium guidelines and things, said they would give $200 million. And then Kroenke was going to be on the hook for the other portion of it. This was about a $1 billion proposal. And Dave Peacock said, hey, NFL, could we get an extra $100 million from you guys? Like, we're killing ourselves trying to get this together. We got special, they're moving railroads, right? It's like they're doing everything. This, if you guys ever saw the markup of what was going to be this stadium, it was going to be beautiful, right next to the river with the arch in the background. It was going to be spectacular. I said, hey, can we get an extra $100 million? They said, hell no. That's not in the guidelines. $200 million tops. Now get your project together. So St. Louis moved on. 3 months later, after the Rams had already been announced they were moving, San Diego was not getting anything together. And the NFL says, you know what? I think we could offer you guys an extra $100 million. We'll throw in $300 million. Just get your stuff together. They weren't even asked for it. The NFL just said they'd give it to them. These are the small things that St. Louis has looked at from the beginning of this move back in really 2010 when Kroenke became majority owner. And they say we were lied to. And not only that, Roger Goodell, even though Carson was voted on 5-1 by the relocation committee as the better project, you had Roger Goodell who supported the Rams and you had Jerry Jones who basically flipped everybody's vote. So everything was working in favor of St. Louis. St. Louis, the only city that gave
and
a
again,
crap.
And why does Jerry Jones care so much about this?
Because he's with a distributor.
What concessions company is Dan Crockett going to be using for his $5 billion palace? The one that Jerry Jones owns. Money, right. Money, money.
So the point of all this.
Well, owns a part of.
Yes. The point of all this is, I think nationally, everybody's looking and saying, well, what's St. Louis feeling? St. Louis is feeling about 5% of what it felt like 3 or 4 years ago when nobody cared at all and said, St. Louis, get over it. And you have guys like Bob Costas, who everybody in St. Louis respects the hell out of. He was on with Bernie Miklas the other day, and he said, get over it. We're like, Bob, like you're a St. Louis guy. I know you're born in New York, but you're a St. Louis guy. You say that. What do you mean, get over it? You lit our city on fire on your way out and said, by the way, you said some things that do make sense and that you don't have to. Anybody that's ever lived in St. Louis realizes that because of the city-county divide, the 300,000 people that live in St. Louis, like the economic growth is not great there. The population growth is not great there. All that stuff's good. Not very good. And because you're taking just a tiny part of what St. Louis really is, the metro area of about 2.7 million, you take those 300,000, and it's the number one per capita murder rate in the country. But it's about 30th if you add in the other 2.4 million people. And so they're cherry-picking on their way out, saying St. Louis is going nowhere.
And on Thursday's edition of The Hardline, Hadley will get a chance to respond.
Hadley's welcome to jump in at any point. I'm trying to lay out small things that happen along the way that it wasn't like, hey, one gut punch, we're leaving. Sorry, St. Louis, but L.A.'s better. That's not what happened.
And then you can talk about Kevin Demoff's comments in front of the little meeting when they said, when exactly did they find this perfect plot of land? Thankfully or not, we lost some games then, which helped.
Went on that four-game losing streak and went from a playoff team.
Thankfully or not,
okay, before,
was the beautiful quote there.
Before you have this little love-in, we're right and everybody's wrong.
Rock, I think we're right, don't you?
Let's just say you sound like...
I'm definitely biased.
You sound like the person who is complaining about their partner cheating on you.
It's a fair complaint.
When you had twice previously cheated on her.
That's not remotely
what
it is.
Yeah, exactly what it is, because St. Louis never was the origin of a NFL football team.
But neither was L.A.
I'm not talking about L.A. We're talking about frickin' St. Louis. True. Do you live in L.A.?
What did I just say?
Do you
Hadley?
Give a damn about L.A.?
Hadley, no,
you did not
listen to what I said. What I said was, if you would have said it straight up and not lied to your face, that'd be totally different.
No,
if you said
matter.
L.A., the number two market in the
world. Did you give a damn if they took them from L.A.?
No.
No, you didn't give a damn.
L.A. did nothing to keep them. L.A. didn't want them. St.
Louis
offered $400 million in public funding.
It was too late. And they were not going to – St. Louis never intended on living up to its word, ever, from day one.
Well, the word was never going – so in order to get the rent, the history on this –
Answer my question.
No, that wasn't a question.
Did you care? Did you care about St. Louis taking the Rams from L.A.?
But they didn't take the Rams from L.A.
Wait, here's one thing.
L.A. did nothing to keep the team and wanted to move.
No.
And here's the thing about the city of St. Louis not doing its part. Do you have to hold it against the Rams in the original statement when they knew that the top 10 provision was going to be an impossible standard?
It was more than top 10. It was top 25%, and the top 25% was based on...
Okay, so if I tell you that I'm going to pay you $200,000 to board op, and I pay you one check at $200,000, and then I say, never mind, can't do it. Can't do it. You're not going to be mad? Or should you just assumed, Brock, as you're insinuating the Rams should have? Should you just assumed like you want the Rams to?
Hadley, you're smart enough
If you would have told me that you're going to pay me $200,000 and you hand me one check, I would have been like, this is the one check I'm getting this year. This is it. That's all I'm getting.
You pay me a lump sum up front, I'll take it. Hadley, you're smart. You know this about leases and things. When they signed that lease, they had an empty building. They were trying to get... The expansion team didn't get it because Mr. Clinton was too poor, and they got desperate and said, whatever you need.
They
didn't
choke.
They were stuck in
no-win position. No, they choked. No, they choked.
That's not a choke job. They wouldn't have gotten it.
Every story is that the expansion...
So what?
No. Every story is...
They wouldn't have gotten it.
So what?
That's not true. Every story is that they had the expansion... Every story is that they had the expansion team cinched, and then two bozos went in there, threw up all over themselves, and by the time they were finished, everyone in the NFL was like, this is a mistake.
No. Understand
hence Jacksonville.
Understand what I'm saying. If you don't get the expansion team, forget the choke job there. The official word on that is Mr. Clinton did not have any cash on hand, which is true, and he was trying to use the lease as collateral.
Well,
all right.
There's a lot of things that went into it. The whole St. Louis presentation, Chuck Knight and other civic leaders getting into shouting and FU matches in the hallway where media and other owners could hear them. No. That was a cluster.
That's fine. I'm not arguing about that. What I'm saying is
you brought it up. I'm telling you right now.
If you move past that with the Rams, Hadley, forget the expansion team. If you've whiffed on that, you're sitting there with an empty stadium. You have to sign something.
No, you don't.
You're just going to sit there with an
just
empty convention center.
Just make it worse by making a
make
promise.
Make what worse? You've make built...
It, making a promise that you can't live up to.
It was
so
state
in
of the
end.
It wasn't a promise you couldn't live up to. You got look, everybody in St. Louis today, if they would have made a promise.
No. Say what you were going to say.
I said exactly what I was going to say, and I'm continuing to
finish the sentence you were going to say.
That was the sentence.
Well, you got 20 years out of it. Boom. Exactly.
I'm trying
right.
to. So shut up and
exactly
let me talk.
Exactly.
What I'm
right.
saying, if you got
and
20
you knew
years
you were gonna lose
out of
it, after 20
if
years,
they would have told you, you'd
forget
still take
about it.
It.
You lost your own argument because you just admitted
this
it yourself.
This is my argument.
You just admitted it yourself. Thank
Rock,
you, Judge.
Rock,
I appreciate it, Court TV.
If somebody
short
would have told
today,
us,
we
you will
go.
Get 20 years out of it at the start, and that's all you'll get, we'd have taken it.
What are they getting out of it now?
What they got is a city lit on fire because they promised you otherwise and you spent $15 million, which is why you got that back in a lawsuit, which is why you got the PSL thing in a lawsuit and why they're having to go to court and you have an outside tiny chance of getting the Chargers because nobody wants to see in the NFL Kroenke or Demoff or Jerry Jones go into a deposition.
And
that's
they,
why.
And they might pull that dollar,
really?
That whole dollar,
yes.
The,
really?
Whole, the whole dollar purchase for the practice facility in 2024, that might even get bumped up to a much higher bill because it's still an arbitration.
Really?
The NFL does not want to see Kroenke go to a deposition. Absolutely not. They want to see him on the stand.
Let me tell you something right now. Demoff and Jones do whatever they want to do. It's just that simple. And if they want to go and give a deposition, they want to go to court, they'll go to court.
Of course
they
will.
Pay, if they just
I'm
want to pay it out of their
look
pocket.
Horrible and they're going to lose the lawsuit.
If they
no, because St. Louis isn't going to settle. Yeah. They're not going
to
pay out of pocket.
Wait, to that point,
yeah,
rich
will.
People no. overall yeah. don't like to go to court. They like to settle out. They like to settle out of court.
But the lawyers
and,
in St. Louis aren't going
to
settle.
What did I say? I said if they wanted to, they would. But they'll just wind up paying it all
yes.
off, and everybody will go
There's
away.
No way they go
and
to court.
And TJ's sitting back with these little rosy glasses on.
I'm telling you
that everybody's going to stand firm. No,
but
St. Louis has a price. Here's the problem with St. Louis. You love the city. I love the city. He loves the city. The difference is I've been away from this city long enough to realize and accept the warts and blemishes that can't be covered up with makeup. And this city has deteriorated for 30 freaking years. This city has gone from being one of the most underrated cities in America to one of the most overrated cities in America because it's even worse than what you know subconsciously has gone on. This city was a factor. This city was a player. This city, from the airline industry to Fortune top 500 companies, sports across the board, this was a top-tier city. Not even close anymore. Not even remotely
Nobody's
close.
Nobody's arguing that.
And you can't go back. And when it comes to football, you stole two franchises. You lost two
you
franchises.
Didn't steal
I call
anything.
Them the tie.
That
yeah,
you
did.
Stole nothing.
Yeah, you did.
If somebody picks up and wants to move there, like, this is not L.A.'s fault. Nobody's
no,
blaming
no,
L.A.
No, you
for
said
this.
It yourself. You said it yourself. No.
This
if,
isn't
if,
L.A.'s
if
fault.
If
L.A.
Louis,
didn't steal the Rams.
If St. Louis... No, it's just... Yeah, it is exactly the same thing.
No.
Because if St. Louis did not give the Rams a ridiculous deal, they wouldn't have come.
Understand what I'm saying.
They wouldn't have
this
come.
Is not
and if
LA's
Dan Kroenke
fault.
Didn't have a ridiculous deal,
I don't know if that's true.
He didn't have a ridiculous deal. He's paying $5 billion out of pocket.
No, you're right.
Ridiculous
that's,
deal.
You're right. Because he makes so many bad business decisions. And you're right. He goes from an $800 million franchise to now a $3.2 billion franchise. He's not going to get any revenue
LA
from these,
did,
all these
LA
gatherings.
LA is LA,
Dan
Kroenke so when
will
you
make
actually
more
go
money,
through
Stan
the numbers,
Kroenke
it makes sense.
Will make more money in Los Angeles
yes,
in the
he
end
will.
Of
but it's not because
that
LA gave
family,
him a good
my
deal.
Family,
Hadley,
his
good grief.
No, I said Stan Kroenke had a good deal. I didn't say LA did. Listen to what the frick I'm saying.
That's what I'm
Listen
trying
to
tell
I'm
you.
Saying.
What I'm trying
no,
to tell you is
bullshit.
LA,
listen to what I'm telling
you.
You
got to drop that one, Rock.
Stan Kroenke had a great deal that you wouldn't have passed up.
He
your
does.
Mom wouldn't have passed up.
That's
your
all
Your dad
true.
Wouldn't have passed
now,
up.
Now, here's your problem,
so you
Hadley. You're saying
here,
they stole these franchises, and they did not. They didn't do anything wrong. LA is not the person to blame. It is the LA did something wrong now?
No, we're talking about the Rams. Stop going back and forth, you freaking moron.
No,
we're
you're
talking
saying
about St.
Louis
stole
the franchise.
St. Louis
stole
it by giving him a
Louis
deal
stole the
that
franchise.
Nobody else would give him.
Okay, so St. Louis can steal a franchise, but LA can't.
LA didn't steal a franchise. Kroenke stole the franchise.
Jeez, you're like the NFL. You got moving goalposts.
No,
if
no.
one city
St.
stole
Louis
the franchise,
gave the Rams a
so
deal
did the
no
other.
One in their right mind would have given them. That's the only reason the Rams are here. And then at the end, Rams ownership came in and said, we need this and this on top of everything else, and yes, Master, may I have another?
And see, and
is exactly what
and
happened.
And here's the thing, though. So that statement you're making, though, that no one else, that they wouldn't have come without that deal. Had St. Louis had any form of a backbone, I don't think, are you 100% confident in saying that there's no way, shape, or form St. Louis could have gotten a better deal, considering how much Georgia wanted to move the team back here in the first place? If they had any sort of backbone in the negotiations.
No. No, because don't fool yourself. Stan Kroenke was already calling some shots behind the scenes back then.
Guys, St. Louis stole nothing. St. Louis gave an opportunity. Somebody moved. And a city can do whatever it wants. Doesn't mean you stole them. And, in fact, when you are the only person willing to do anything with public funds on the way back and they still leave, then obviously there's something going on. No, don't tell me the NFL is this bastion of honesty.
I didn't say they are. But if you think St. Louis didn't screw up, you're
I didn't say St. Louis didn't screw up.
In fact, you're ignorant if you don't.
I didn't say St. Louis didn't screw up. I'm telling you that the NFL, and I just went through
and
each thing.
You can cut it any way you want. If St. Louis didn't make promises they couldn't live up to and give a deal that was so ridiculous that no one else would have even thought of it, St. Louis wouldn't
have a deal. The NFL went against their own guidelines, which is why they're in court today.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? That's the end of the story.
No, it's not.
When you tell us these are the guidelines, here's what you have to follow, and every time you meet some of the criteria, you move the goalpost, there's something wrong, and that's why now you're going to court.
No, St. Louis did all this at the end, and now they're going to try and make a case because they tried to do something
at the end. Try and make a case, they're going to win.
The only guy, we'll see.
They've already won the PSLs, $14 million.
You don't think they realized that they were going to lose that? You don't think they realized they were going to lose that?
It doesn't mean it's a bad deal for Kroenke. And you have gone on record, and I don't think you're necessarily wrong that a lot of people wouldn't have done what he's done. It doesn't mean St. Louis doesn't have a reason to be upset about it.
Everybody. Everybody. If somebody wants to
look at me. You're cherry picking what I'm saying.
If somebody wants to look at me
and
tell me that they wouldn't have pocketed $2 billion, I'm going to call him a damn liar.
This makes
then call me a liar, John. There's something about responsibility to the city when you're a sports team owner. Come on,
yeah,
John.
right. Yeah,
I couldn't even make it through without even cracking a smile. Yeah.
What's the name of your unicorn?
I would have let Shad Khan buy this team, and I would have moved Jacksonville to LA.
Shad Khan would be he'd be in England by now.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
Let me tell you something. Right? Let me tell you something.
No, because that's a real connection to when you're an immigrant and you come here and you build your life here. That's a real connection to a city.
See, let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you something. See, that's the whole.
That's the Megillah right there.
That's the one that people never talk about.
The whole freaking Megillah.
That's the one that nobody talks about. That Stan Kroenke, that was ultimately the shrewdest move he ever made.
Oh, shrewd's one word, John.
Stan Kroenke didn't set the price for this
franchise.
Shrewd's
one word to say it.
Stan Kroenke sat back and let someone else set the price for that franchise, which was far below the value that he saw here, let alone elsewhere, and then capitalized on it. Shad Khan, for a few hours, thought he was going to be the owner of the St. Louis Rams.
Stan did is he took the price that Shad had, and he said, hey, at about $14, get me a nice kitchen knife, so I can plant it firmly in Shad Khan's back,
right,
and then slowly but surely screw over the city of St. Louis. Yeah, that's the one people don't talk about. Like people, if they'd beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, would there have been enough attendance and Rams love that they never would have been able to cop the whole no one loves this team anymore line? It all comes down to I honestly believe that Shad Khan, if he buys this one thing, he buys in almost immediately in a way that Stan Kroenke never did.
And I think
and I think you see it in Jacksonville. The way he's bought in there, despite all the London talks, the way he's bought in and reaffirmed his investment in the Jaguars, I think Shad Khan with the St. Louis Rams would have dove in head first.
If he had a better deal right now, he'd leave. Shad Khan has absolutely no connection to Jacksonville.
I agree, but that would have been different.
Rock.
I don't know, Rock.
There are still people who think that he'll move that team to London at some point in time. Now, all that said, the point of the matter is step one was getting this team at the price that he wanted. But the fact of the matter is, Kroenke had a word going all the way back. Kroenke's one of the ones who went out. It's okay, Georgia. I'll buy in. I'll help finance you. I'll give you a few bucks behind the scenes.
But I need first right of refusal.
Bada bing, bada boom. See, all these little steps that he took, and then watch St. Louis sat there and give him the opportunity. I will not sit here and tell you that Kroenke didn't do a masterful job. I mean, in the truest sense, if you get a good scriptwriter, you could have a movie made about how Stan Kroenke, going back into the I can't remember if it was the...
It'll be a 30 for 30 after St. Louis wins the lawsuit.
I can't remember if it was the late 80s or early 90s. Even if they do, they're not going to win much, dude. I mean, you keep it... So what if Stan Kroenke had to pay back a few million dollars in license fees? So what if Stan Kroenke
has to pay out?
$14 million
is not much, but they're going after a lot more than that. And I don't know what they're going to finally get. I just know that the worst.
How do you know they're going to get anything?
Because I think there's too much on the plate, and that they
well,
have.
You
they
think?
Have,
but you yeah, don't
but
know.
I was on radio shows where Demoff came out and lied. He actually did it on my radio show. Like I was there. I heard it.
I know exactly what Demoff did.
That's why they're going to win.
I had breakfasts with Demoff in it. No,
here's
no,
why
no,
the NFL
not.
Could have changed
no,
their own
John
guidelines
Hadley,
the day before and then moved and been okay. The NFL is just so arrogant that they have their own guidelines that they are somehow now going to be held to, and that's why they're going to lose the lawsuit.
Also, honestly, it's I know that we talk about this enough.
It's not the NFL, dude.
The secret ballot aspect of what went down on January 16th, that's or January 12th, sorry. The secret ballot stuff is also just insane when you go back and look at the way the public
never
votes
done that
were
before.
Going.
That's only ever been for a commissioner.
And how that, I think, shows not only that the NFL and the owners knew what they were doing was going to get criticized at a high rate and that they were probably going to have to eventually. The fact that they couldn't even show their faces during a real vote to make it happen, and they had to do it behind locked doors when we couldn't verify who were the people who voted. That alone, the cowardice from billionaires alone, shows that they knew what they were doing
you
was
say
scurrilous.
The NFL and the owners. It's two people. Stan
That's
Kroenke,
why I said and.
Stan Kroenke, who incredibly manipulated this entire franchise, the Frontier, Georgia Frontier and her family, this city, everything else.
How do you get an elephant?
He did so phenomenally. And
four,
then Jerry,
four time, what he
then
did.
Jerry Jones
Little
basically.
Things every time.
I mean, I don't think people realize that Jerry Jones has more power in the NFL than Roger Goodell.
It's because his concession.
Jerry Jones,
that concession stand company is in half the stadiums.
Jerry Jones basically runs the NFL network.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry.
Why do you think so many Cowboys are employed?
Jerry Jones is the most powerful man in football.
Honestly, the only shocking thing.
How come Ezekiel Elliott? No. That's not. We're not. That's not power brokering.
Honestly, the only shocking thing about him being part of that big deal is that he has no chance of ever getting the NFL Network studios moved to his own complex.
I'm actually the thing that I don't think is talked about enough when you dive into this is that one of the guys that really got screwed in this is Bob Iger, who was going to end up being a minority owner of either the Raiders or the Chargers when he jumped in on the Carson project, and that's what allowed it. Now, you're talking about two of the, I say poor, obviously, it's relative to NFL terms. Dean Spanos and Mark Davis are two of the poorest owners out there. And
Dean
so
Spanos got screwed more than anyone, including St. Louis, in this deal.
Well, because he's actually the one person who had some loyalty and really wanted to stay in San Diego, and they wouldn't work with him at all. But Bob Iger got involved. So they had not only some legit cachet as somebody that, I mean, obviously the CEO of Disney, who runs ESPN, who has been paying billions of dollars to the NFL for years, had some serious, he got the approval from the board at Disney, everything was going to be okay. He was going to be involved in actually orchestrating that project in Carson. And Roger Goodell is on record saying this could be a game changer. And it would have been if it were done honestly. But the fix was already in, and they wasted everybody's time.
Too far down the road already. You guys got your the guy who runs Snooks right now.
Dave
at
Peacock.
Least saved some face for the city in the end.
He did. Dave Peacock deserves
now,
all the credit
he,
in the world.
Had Dave Peacock been a part of this process from day one for the city, it would have been completely different.
Knows.
Because I guarantee you, Dave Peacock was smart enough to play chess with Stan Kroenke, especially smart enough to play defensive chess with Stan Kroenke. St. Louis. That city council, what do they call it? The
Board of Aldermen.
The Board of Aldermen, the group that oversaw the stadium, Civic Progress.
Yeah, Civic Authority.
You can run through three or four organizations of really pedestrian individuals.
Yeah.
Who were playing, it was a bunch of Division III programs playing bowl games against the SEC, dude. They were not even remotely in the universe of Stan Kroenke and company, and they were fleeced. And they sat there for the better part of 10 years telling everybody how smart they were in making this happen. In the end, they were showing just how pedestrian and almost embarrassingly stupid they are.
And I tell you, Dave Peacock, if you pay attention, in the year that he did have, really was shrewd about how he went about it as well.
That's what I'm saying.
When he was on at different times, he would say things specifically, we want to make sure that St. Louis is seen as an NFL city. At one point, he realized what was going on and shifted to, this stadium's available to anybody. So if somebody would like to come here. And the NFL basically told him no.
Imagine if Peacock had been working with the city a couple years earlier. But you know what? The city was too arrogant because they think they knew everything. Whatever the hell the name of that woman was who was running Civic Progress, who's so embarrassingly stupid, she should make sure that no one ever knows where she got her education, because I wouldn't go to that damn school because of her.
You say that about rock with Mizzou all the time, though, so I never know.
What was her name?
You guys are correct.
What
high school
a
freaking
moron she was. Oh, you can't talk about women like that. Yeah, if a woman wants to play in the big leagues, she's open for the same type of analysis as everyone else, and she's a freaking moron. And she, in part, screwed this city more than anyone else because she was so arrogant that she hacked off the one guy you don't hack off, Stan Kroenke. It's just that simple. You don't walk into the freaking bar and walk up to the biggest, baddest, toughest guy and smack him in the face. You don't do it unless you are willing to do battle. And as soon as things got hot and heavy and she got steamrolled and the city got steamrolled, they all backed away. Oh, let's see if we can find a savior. Because they failed miserably and their arrogance would not allow them to do anything. If Dave Peacock had been a part of this process a couple years longer, the Rams would still be here. I guarantee it. The Rams would still be here.
Is it Suzanne Sitherwood? She's the president of Civic Progress.
I don't know.
Civic Progress is a different. Civic Progress.
I have to go back. Well, Civic Progress had an arm that was dealing with the stadium.
Yeah.
I have my notes at home. I don't know. I don't want to say that name because I'm calling someone a freaking moron, so I don't want to guess and have it not be her. So I don't know. I'll have to go back.
Okay. So we will move on in that. We got to wrap up here.
And I mean just a moron. I interviewed her over at 550. And it's like, and she was one of the ones that, oh, you don't understand, John. You don't understand. We could fill this building. We're losing money. That's what these freaking morons were telling you.
I remember.
We're losing money by having the Rams in this city. See, everybody forgets. Everybody forgets the narratives unless it fits their purpose. And this city for 2 years was telling you the Rams cost us money. We could fill that venue with this concert.
Just because you had a couple idiots saying that doesn't mean that's what the city believed. Most of the city wanted the Rams
said
to stay.
Their narrative because they were the ones. I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. It's the Kirkwood Brewhouse. It's a great restaurant
okay,
with great patrons, but they have no say.
Okay, but Dave Peacock did, and he did enough at the end that the NFL should have stayed.
No, he did enough at the end to save the face of St. Louis in the eyes of many because we were a blithering laughing stock.
When you offer $400 million of public funds and you do it in that short of a time and you move mountains to put something together, nobody else does anything, you meet all of their criteria and guidelines to the point where now that you're filing lawsuits and winning, you did something right and you did enough and the NFL abandoned you anyway.
No. Not when Jerry Jones has already decided, wow, look at the money that we could make with this thing.
Well, that's true,
once
but just Stan say Kroenke's that, though. They didn't
bought,
say that. If
once
you had
Stan
said
Kroenke's
that from the start, then
the
it would have been over. But instead, you lit the city on fire and then left.
That's a bunch of crap.
It's
See,
true.
You can't expect you.
Kenny Radcliffe?
That's the other huh?
Kenny Radcliffe? That's been sent in by both 314 and Porky Pig Pants.
Oh,
and I think that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'm 99. See, but because she was so embarrassingly moronic. I mean, just stupid. Whoever put her in that position.
President of St. Louis Conventions and Visitors.
Oh, John, you don't understand. Oh, John, we could do this. We can do that. Now, of course, 3 years later, the Post-Dispatch has a massive story. St. Louis can't do this. St. Louis can't do that. Well, because St. Louis can do whatever it wants. St. Louis has a bunch of incredibly skilled, talented 30 and 40, early 50-year-old executives in this city. Oh, God, that's her.
There it is.
So, anyhow, but they even have some incredibly talented millennials. Still makes them puke, still makes them want. St. Louis has a lot of good young talent, but they're stifled by the same old crap, the same old money, the same old politicians who keep digging for themselves. Oh, well, the Board of Aldermen. Board of what can I do for myself is what it is.
John, every word of what you said can be true, and the NFL can still be wrong, and that's what happened in this case. We got to go to break. We'll be
not a matter of right or wrong.